Gamerscore Blogcast, episode number 39, and this is recorded on Wednesday, November 7th, 2007. And we're back after a couple weeks of recess, I guess we could call it. And Laura can't join us this afternoon, so I'm going to stand in for her with the microphone flag. And to introduce the cast and crew and give gamer tags, I think we will use a question of the week, which would be, what achievement are you most proud of? Now, you can take that to mean a single achievement, literally in the Xbox 360 or Games for Windows world, or just your single most proud gaming moment. And I'll go first. I'm Chris Palladino, C. Palladino on Xbox Live and Games for Windows Live, as Michael gave me the evil look. My single most proud achievement would be 100% Harry Potter Order of the Phoenix.
Wow.
Because it took many hours of playing Dodge Stones, which is basically marbles. And I didn't actually break any controllers, but I came real close. Very frustrating.
Well, this is Tony Hines, Gamertag Bastillion. I would say I'm gonna take your question a little bit differently in that the one that had the most impact on me, and I would say it was probably getting the Black Pearl achievement in Hexic originally, because achievements were kind of a new thing way back then, and getting that Black Pearl was something I was trying really hard for, and so seeing that the little shutter open up and show that achievement in the game was kind of a cool moment.
It's John Picaro here, Gamertag Stellalem. Boy, of all the things that have been frustrating, I'd say maybe finishing off the water boss in Cameo. It's been a year now, and I still look back on that as that's that thing that I spent more time on, just that one thing. I'm not even sure there was an achievement associated with that, to be honest.
There was in your own mind.
That's right. I have achieved something in my life. Yeah.
This is Michael Wolf, Gamertag Phoenix, and I think the natural one would probably be the completed on veteran Call of Duty 2 achievement, because that pretty much, you know, summarizes like the fact that I got all the achievements in that game and I finally completed it on veteran. It was really, really tough, had a great time. But right up there with it, I think, would probably be the first achievement I got on Halo 2 for Windows. Because that was like the quintessential moment. It was like, we did it. We brought Games for Windows Live out, and you could actually earn achievements in a PC game, which was really exciting.
That's cool. Your Call of Duty kind of upstaged my Harry Potter, though. Maybe I need to.
Yeah, in my Cameo.
Yeah. Let's run into what games are coming out. This week on the 360, Call of Duty 4, you can see the shirt here.
Dun-dun-dun.
And also Seen It. Comes with four controllers and the game, so.
Big button pads.
Big button controllers.
They're so colorful, too.
Yeah. And it all comes in one package, and you can movie buff. So
we have a package here.
I think we've
grab that box. It's
big
fun.
Controllers.
Actually. The thing I did notice, I played with my kids as usual. It's kind of a tough game for kids because all the movies are things that have come out in the last maybe 15, 20 years, and I knew maybe 2/3 of the movies. I knew the answers. I was totally guessing on some of them. So the way I play with my kids is, they would ask me what the answer was. And so it was really just like, hey, it's B. Everybody ready? Go. B.
You can do a reflex test.
Exactly.
I actually really appreciated how many movies were from like the 80s.
Yeah.
Like I was seeing clips from movies that I haven't seen in years.
Yeah, Caddyshack. I don't know if there are clips for that. There are questions. And
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, some older movies.
Ghostbusters, Roxanne.
Yeah.
Roxanne. Steve Martin, yes. One of my all-time favorites.
Mary Poppins, yeah.
Love that movie. Spoonful of Sugar.
And then for the upcoming week for the Xbox 360, we're going to kind of do a barbershop quartet here as we name off our list.
We have Pro Street.
Kanan Lynn.
Assassin's Creed.
Excellent. I know Kanan Lynch, I have seen a little bit of Assassin's Creed. I didn't realize it was coming out next week. That one sort of stuck
up on
me. Yeah,
that's actually.
Well, that's what assassins do.
That was their creed. So they're sitting around a marketing table saying, okay, how do we embody this title? Let's not tell anyone it's coming out.
Let's jump over to the Games for Windows side on the PC. Just this week we had Gears of War for Windows and Viva Pinata come out. We had an opportunity, Wolf and I, played a little bit of multiplayer against some of the press.
Mm-hmm.
And showed our noob skills a little bit. I think we did all right. We represented well.
I think, yeah, you certainly did better than I did. But
and there's some misconceptions. I don't know. You want to jump into that now, Wolf, a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, we put up a bunch of stuff on Gamerscore blog, and if you were actually looking at the site over the last couple of days, it was very clear that Gears of War launched. But no, I put up a story that about the Games for Windows Live update, because we came out with the latest update to Games for Windows Live that adds in some additional features, like being able to see your achievement, like the name of the achievement, how many points it was when you get the achievement on Windows, and be able to see that your friends are joinable in game, and a few other little updates.
So this was kind of your fall update.
Equivalent, yeah, somewhat. You know, but it just added in some new stuff to kind of continue to catch the service up to the Xbox. Yeah. And so the team made sure that update came out before Gears launched. So when you actually go into Gears for the first time, it's going to prompt you for an update. So just kind of some clarity of how Gears works. You just, you know, go in there and accept the update, and you got to quit out, and then the update will install on your Windows machine. You jump back in, and you're good to go. So pretty straightforward. And then we're also, you know, just some of the misconceptions that we've seen out online. Some of the reviews have come back talking about, again, bringing up once again the whole having to pay to play multiplayer on the PC, which, you know, I've iterated multiple times on this show, so we're trying to clarify that with people that...
it's not true.
It's not true. You can play for free on the PC. You know, with a silver account, you can do co-op games, you can jump into competitive games. It all uses what we call list play, which is, you know, you just pull up a list of servers and you can jump in just like you can with
any other game. That's how it is today in the PC.
Yeah, I mean, you load up Team Fortress 2. In order to jump into a game in Team Fortress 2, you got to hit on servers, and then here's a list, and you see which one you want. You double-click it, you jump in. Right. It's the exact same experience, and that's totally free. And you can do that with co-op games, which, you know, a lot of people I don't think realize. So you can
play co-op with a silver account.
With a silver account, you can host a co-op game as a list play game and then tell your buddy, jump in to this game, and you can actually do searches by gamer tag. Yeah. So when you're connected with Silver, you can be sending, doing voice chat or text chat, and you can send a message to your buddy saying, hey, join the game that's hosted by this guy. He could do a search for that gamer tag, jump into that.
So you can message, text and voice message in a
game. Yeah, you can do all that with the Silver account. So, I mean, the whole concept that we are charging for multiplayer on the PC and that you can only play multiplayer with a gold account is false. Right, and so we're trying, and part of that is just all the messaging that we've done around Xbox, right? I mean, a lot more people know about Xbox Live than know about Games for Windows Live. And on Xbox Live, it is a world where, you know, in order to play multiplayer games, you need to have a gold account. But because on PC, people expect to play for free, we enabled that. Now, with a gold account, you get extra stuff. Like, you can easily invite or accept invites into games, so you know, can just join and jump out of games easily. We use the multiplayer matchmaking system, which goes by your true skill ranking and your reputation and all that stuff. So we make it a little bit easier, and you can earn multiplayer achievements with a gold account. But if you just want to jump into a multiplayer match just like you can on any other games, you can totally do that for free on Gears. So.
And then cross-platform as well.
Cross-platform is gold feature, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there are definitely some reasons why it's worth upgrading, and especially because you pay once and you're gold on both platforms. So if you've got an Xbox 360 and you're a gold member, you're automatically gold on PC. You don't have anything to worry about. Log in with your Windows Live ID and... you've got your gamer tag and your friends list, and you're good to go, and you can, you know, jump in and do whatever whatever floats your boat. So.
And then Gears also comes with a trial for gold.
Yeah, actually, all the Games for Windows Live titles now are coming with a 30-day free trial. So you can pick up the game, you can try gold for 30 days, and see how that whole system works. And then if you don't want to, you know, continue the subscription, then, you know, stay silver and jump into list play games, and, you know, have that experience. So.
And then as far as releases coming out next week for the Games for Windows branded PC titles, Crysis, which is a huge one.
Oh, finally.
When we played, we had a little session here at the office. Yeah. I know that Nelson put pictures up. And, you know, playing multiplayer Crysis, especially because they've got a DirectX 10 mode in that game for multiplayer. So if you've got a DirectX 10 hardware, you can jump in, and then you've got all of the, you know, like physics are active, so you can like cut down the trees or blow up boxes, and all the different physics effects are all turned on for multiplayer, because usually they turn a lot of that stuff off for performance. So, and that's what we were playing in the cafeteria. It's just so much fun.
All right, I think we'll sign off for now, huh? And we'll talk to you guys very soon. Stay tuned to Channel 10 and Gamerscore Blog.
Bye.
Bye.